Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Honora Werner. Sister Honora is an itinerant preacher doing retreats, parish missions, and other pulpit preaching, and is a member of the Caldwell Dominicans. Her preaching today is entitled, Where is Your Lazarus?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his gate was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off, and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames. Abraham replied, My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours. He said, Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them lest they too come to this place of torment. But Abraham replied, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them. He said, Oh, no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent. And then Abraham said, If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. On his first visit to the United States, Pope John Paul II presided at Mass in Yankee Stadium. From the risers on second base, I sang with the choir that day. What a privilege. From a pulpit on the pitcher's mound, the Pope preached on this gospel. I still hear his voice ringing out with the challenge, America, where is your Lazarus? America, where is your Lazarus? In my heart, I still hear, Honora, where is your Lazarus? Where is the good news in this gospel, too? Lazarus goes to heaven, the rich man stays in torment, and his brother have only the prophets and Moses to guide them away from the same fate. Where's the good news? Jesus told this parable to the religious leaders around him. He did not criticize being wealthy, nor canonize being poor. He told the story to illuminate their blindness. Those wealthy men did not see the poor man right there, even though he had to step over him to go outside the gate. So where's the good news here? Lazarus lies at the gate, my gate, your gate, gate. Father Jim Wallace notices that gate in Latin is porta, the same word at the root of the word, opportunity. Meeting Lazarus at my gate is an opportunity to bring, to be the love of Christ to a sister or a brother suffering so. But I live in retirement in a lovely suburban convent. I do not see a homeless suffering beggar at my gate. During these days of pandemic, traveling out of our place is discouraged, especially among us elderly. Vaccinations bless us, but what about those variants? So we stay put mostly inside our gates. Does that mean our opportunities lie beyond our reach? Well, let's not get too literal here. Think about all the gates, all the opportunities to relieve the suffering of Lazarus. Who is the son or daughter of Abraham, my sister or brother, lying in wait for assistance from me, from you? The gate of opportunity may be down the hall or in the chapel. It may be in an appeal sitting in my mailbox. It may be a phone call away. It may be in the intercessions at the end of morning and evening prayer. A call to a legislator, a note to a lonely person, a few dollars sent to a missionary, or perhaps our call to be prayer warriors for more just systems and relief for those in pain. Any of these may be opportunities, gateways to Christ-like responses to the cries of our Lazarus, gateways to gospel good news. America, Honora, fill in your own name here. Where is your Lazarus? And where is our gate? Our opportunity to be a gospel blessing.